you. Carolyn or Colleen? And then Colleen. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Brady, and I'll be speaking on behalf of the DHS Girls 2013 varsity volleyball team. As a whole, we saw her as like the best coach we had ever had, the most knowledgeable and really professional about how the way she coached. And I think collectively, we really, really hope that your decision will be that she's reinstated to her former position. Thank you.
Thank you. Then after Colleen.
Took me off guard. Thank you for having me. My name is Colleen Martin. And just listening to the girls talk, a couple things I heard from them: passion, dedication, support, integrity, mentor, best coach, knowledgeable. All of those things are Julie. I know her personally, and she deserves her job back. And she loves volleyball and the players. So I hope you reconsider and have her come back as a coach. Thank you.
Next three up, Norby Kumagai, Virginie Pock, and Olga Simmons. Norby?
Good evening, President DeLeiden, members of the board. Again, my name is Norby Kumagai. I'm a proud Davis Blue Devil, class of 75. Short and sweet, please do the right thing tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Virginie Bock, and I have the privilege to work at Harper Junior High School as a paraeducator. I have worked with Julie Crawford when she was a PE teacher there. Julie is a person of high integrity, who is fair, compassionate, who always has her students' best interest in mind. Julie has been a very successful coach in the district, teaching kids to be their best, to compete, and to build character. Julie has shown total dedication building team spirit, creating strong bonds with her athletes. We are not talking about a job here. We are talking about a person's reputation. And I hope that the board will allow Julie to continue to coach in our district. I hope that we can all move on as a community. I hope that the board can focus their time, energy, and resource on our kids' education and well-being again. Finally, I hope that this long, expensive, and strenuous process hasn't scared our community coaches, and I don't know if there are any here, but I think we all owe them many thanks for being there for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Olga?
Hi, my name is Olga Simmons. My son Nicholas is playing on Davis High School volleyball team. I want to say, I read in the article, somebody complained that mostly only star parents complain about Julie. Stated everybody else is fine. It's far away from truth. I want to tell you, I talked to Julie for the first time before my son even started playing volleyball. He told me that he wants to play volleyball after 6 years of absolutely nothing in this area for boys as far as volleyball. And I looked, Davis High School had a team, and a coach, Julie, was coach at the time. I just emailed her out of blue. She was so supportive. She answered my email right away with details and links to the camps and everything. Davis High even didn't have a camp of its own, but she referred me to all of these possibilities. And again, before Nicholas was playing. Now, we're moving on. He's doing well on the team. And again, if somebody complains, the only star people complain or stand up for Julie, again, not true. The star players actually would do good on any coach. For example, in my personal case, the coach who was applying for job, I don't know if anybody knows, it's actually almost our friend. He's going to be coaching Nicholas in the summer. His kids are playing with my kids. So if I was pursuing my personal interest, I would not be here today. I would not be here at the first meeting because I already knew who was applying for job. But the reason I'm here, because I think the way Julie was treated is absolutely not fair. And Nicholas the other day told me that he wants to be volleyball coach. I looked at him like he was crazy. I said, are you out of your mind? Do you want to be in a position like Julie is? There's no way. And I think it's very sad, the coach that inspires kids to pursue career that she has treated so badly that I'm like, reacted like he told me he was going to sell drugs on the streets or something. That is really, really unfair. And I'm going to say one more thing, so everybody else had a really short speech, if you allow me to continue.
Just one more sentence, if you could.
Okay, then yeah, I'm not going to, because I had more to say. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming. Wendy Dewar, Mike Brady, and Michelle Norton. Wendy?
I'm Wendy Dewar, and I've been a Davis resident for over 23 years. My husband and I raised our three boys in the Davis school system, and they're all graduates of Davis High School. Each of our boys played sports throughout their childhood years, both on competitive teams as well as Davis High teams. Needless to say, as parents, we've had many years of experience interacting with coaches, and I might add, from the sidelines. We had the pleasure of meeting Coach Crawford several years ago, and quite frankly, we have never met a more dedicated coach who cares more about her players than Julie. She is a highly experienced coach that inspires her players to achieve their maximum potential. She's a tireless, hardworking, dependable, very successful, and most importantly, ethical coach. Exceptional coaches are hard to come by, and Julie does more than most coaches. I can tell you that it is quite uncommon for coaches to meet with their players at the beginning of every season to determine their future academic and athletic goals. If a player indicates that they have aspirations of going on to play volleyball in college, Coach Crawford spends countless hours contacting coaches at the colleges where the players have expressed interest in attending to provide those college coaches her players' stats, academic information, and player profile, all while continuing to manage the volleyball program and the many details that go along with it, and all of this on a mere coach's stipend. The community is extremely fortunate to have such a gifted coach. I respectfully ask that you reinstate Julie Crawford as the Davis High volleyball coach, as it is in the best interest of the players, the program, the school, the district, and this community. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike?
Madam President, members of the board, my name is Mike Brady. You heard from my two daughters earlier. They enrolled at DaVinci High School last year and participated on Coach Crawford's volleyball team in the fall. They have high hopes of making the team next year, but recognize that there are no guarantees. No matter how that comes out, my high opinion of Coach Crawford won't change based on what I saw from her last year. As transfers, my daughters had to sit out the first 30 days of the season, effectively half the season. They could only practice but not play, which is an athlete's worst nightmare. I expected them to be down in the dumps, but they weren't. They were positive throughout, and at some point I realized that was a reflection of the coach that they were around every day. She met with them every Friday to discuss academics, and she constantly lifted them up and gave them a positive experience. As a team, you could see the effect of Coach Crawford. They won all the games they should have won. They won some games they probably shouldn't have won. And while they were often more talented teams, we were never outcoached. I respectfully urge you to reinstate her. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Michelle? Michelle will be followed by Chris Bulkley.
Hello, my name is Michelle Norton, and I'm speaking on behalf of coaches Jordan Friend and Ron Dewar. They wish they could have been here in person, but they are with the boys volleyball team tonight competing against Oak Ridge, and unfortunately will not be able to make it. I'll read these thoughts on their behalf. Julie Crawford is the most dedicated coach we have ever encountered. Both of us were college athletes and grew up around high school sports, and from experience, we have never seen a more devoted coach for a high school program. Finding another coach to put her level of effort and heart into this program is, in fact, impossible. In regards to this appeal, specifically, we'd like to say Julie Crawford was far above reproach. Before selecting the final roster, the coaching staff gave each athlete an equal opportunity to prove their skills on the volleyball court. It is important that you know that the accusations regarding Julie Crawford are completely unfounded and untrue. After 3 days of tryouts, we as a coaching staff unanimously agreed and selected the strongest players for each position to compete at the Davis Division I high school level. The only criteria that we were used to select the 2013 girls roster were skill level by position and team cohesiveness. We can tell you firsthand, as the only other people in the room, when the decision was made, Julie Crawford did not make this decision out of retaliation. In fact, we believe it would have been less responsible of Julie as a coach to keep the player in question. In doing so, the biggest motivation would been only to avoid further scrutiny and to appease a certain board member. Instead, Julie made the best decision for her team. These circumstances are unfortunate, and we are happy and grateful that we have been able to step in as an intern on an interim basis and coach the boys. But we want the board to know we are in full support of Julie Crawford. She is an outstanding, ethical coach that has a lot to offer the Davis High Volleyball program. We ask the board to reinstate Julie Crawford as volleyball coach at Davis High. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris? And then Dave Whitmire is the last card I have. If anybody else would like to turn one in, please do so. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Chris Bulkley. I have a sixth grader. He doesn't play volleyball. Children should not be collateral damage in a dispute between adults. They should not be caught in the crossfire. If you find that the child was kicked off the team because of that, then Coach Crawford should not come back. The simple reality is there should be no vindictiveness. The decision should be on athletic ability. And you have a report that seems to indicate otherwise. I also have a concern about varsity sports where you have a child that puts in years of dedication to a program. As I understand, this one made a varsity team twice before this, and then senior year gets cut. I would recommend that you come up with some way of having a no-cut policy for seniors. You may have a limited playing time, but the athletics is part of the educational experience in high school. And eliminating a person in our senior year after they've dedicated years to the program is wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. Dave Whitmire?
Sure. Dave Whitmire, retired football coach, PE teacher, 37 years, Davis High School. Over the past 40 years, we've had a lot of stability in our volleyball program. The ideal situation for a school district is to have a full-time credentialed teacher to be in that position as head volleyball coach or football coach, and it's ideal. And we've had this in the past, our past three coaches, Jan Furman, Jennifer Terra, and Lee Whitmire Choate, over 40 years, we've had this stability in our volleyball program. Outstanding coaches who did an outstanding job. All players were coached and treated the same regardless of who their parents might be. Julie Crawford possesses these same qualities. Full-time teacher, credentialed, working on her master's, about finished with in at athletic administration. She possesses all of these qualities. My daughter, Lee Choate, and I have coached and taught in this district for a long time, and hopefully we have earned some respect in this community. I would like to make it clear, however, that we would never make up or fabricate any information about Julie Crawford to help her keep her job. We just don't work that way. You know, all we've done is tell the truth. Retaliation is not okay. It's not okay for coaches. But it's also not okay for administrators or for a board member to retaliate. The problem here is that there are some people pointing their fingers at the wrong person for retaliation. Those of you that know Julie Crawford know that she would never consider any form of retaliation. It's just not in her character. Julie Crawford's professionalism, determination, and strength has proven to all of us what type of person she is. I ask the board this question tonight. For an innocent person, hasn't she been punished enough? The whole issue has revealed the truth about the character of some of our individuals in our community who think they're more special than the rest of us. I thank the trustees for addressing this issue, and I hope that our principal and athletic director will be given the power to run our athletic program in the future. They both have stated that Julie Crawford has done an outstanding job. In closed session tonight, the board, you'll be able to meet Julie Crawford, and her testimony will prove indeed that she is not the type of person to ever retaliate. She's just not that kind of person. So Julie Crawford just picked her team. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no other cards, quick check? No. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming here. And we will be across the street. I'm going to let you know that we think it will be at least 2 hours.